Hello, hello, and welcome back to Generation Slay, the podcast where we interview the Gen Z creators, innovators, and entrepreneurs who are absolutely killing it in their fields. I'm your host, Emma Havagorst. I'm a senior at Fordham University, a social media manager, and a Gen Z consultant. I'm also a Taurus and a chai latte addict, if that means anything to you. I've been fashion blogging on and off since I was 13 years old, interning since I was 15, and doing whatever schoolwork I had in between those two. So, in case you can't tell, we're working quite hard over here, and I have absolutely no doubt that wherever you are doing the same. So thank you for taking some time today to listen. Since this is the first episode coming out in 2020, I realized that I wanted to have more of a dialogue with all of you in this wonderful community and hear from you all what your goals are for this year, whether they're personal goals, whether they're business goals. I want to know what you all are up to and what you're going to be getting done and pushing for this year. So that being said, just pop whatever goal, whatever resolution is most important to you into a review after this week and for the next few weeks, along with either your social handle or a company or whatever you want to be shouted out. And I'll share a few each week so we can have a fun little discussion and really kind of motivate each other when we see what we're all up to. So without any further ado, let's kick this thing off. I have absolutely no doubt that you'll learn a ton from our guest this week, Tania Speaks. Tania is an 18-year-old enthusiastic teen entrepreneur and the founder of Brow Boost, an organic skincare company, which she founded in October 2016 at age 15. Following the success of Brow Boost in 2017, she introduced her new men's line called Beard Boost, which is an organic beard oil. The remarkable success of both of those products strengthened her business more than 60% in the first 5 months as a professional teen entrepreneur. Since then, Tania has obtained capital and won several business pitch competitions. She's been featured in Forbes, Black Enterprise, and The Root, as well as being named one of Time Magazine's most influential teens of 2018. In the midst of all of this, she's also currently a sophomore at Hofstra University on Long Island studying entrepreneurship, and she's committed to helping teens overcome obstacles, develop resilience, and their entrepreneurship skills, of course. Let's jump into it.
Just to kick things off, I would love for you to kind of share more generally your background, who you are as a person, and where you've come from.
So I'm Tania Speaks. I just turned 18 about a month ago. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. And as a person, I would just say I'm very resilient and creative.
I mean, amazing. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Big one. I love people's birthdays. So I'm honored to be talking to you nearish your birthday. So you have started a company.
Yes.
Brow Boost. Talk to me about the journey to starting Brow Boost and kind of the story behind that.
So in elementary school and middle school, I was bullied for having really thick, bushy brows. And at the time, thin brows were in. So everybody wanted thin brows. And these in middle school, they were actually getting their brows done. And I was like, how are you that young? And your parents are allowing you to get your brows threaded. But my mom wouldn't allow me. She would tell me that I'm too young and I need to embrace my bushy brows because that's what I was born with. But I didn't believe her because my peers were telling me that, you know, my eyebrows were connecting and I was like a man. And I just couldn't take it anymore. So I decided to take a razor that was in the bathroom that I saw my mom use on her brows. And I figured I could use it too. It doesn't look that hard. But little did I know, it was a sharp one. It was really new. So I ended up cutting my brows off. and my brows were bleeding, and I had to go to the hospital and get stitches. It was very, very traumatic. And then I went back to school a couple of days later, and I still got bullied for my brows because now they're uneven and they look worse. So I knew at that moment there was really nothing I could do to stop them from bullying me. I would try getting bangs to cover up my brows. I would try everything and it wouldn't work. So I was like, I'm going to try to find something to grow my brows back, because if I'm going to get bullied, I'd rather just have my regular brows. And we went to the beauty stores, me and my mom, to try to find something to grow them back. But everything was breaking my skin out because I have very sensitive skin, and it wasn't growing my brows. So she was like, well, maybe something natural will work better for you. And I was like, well, what is that? So I started looking it up, like natural ingredients. And I found a whole bunch of oils, as you know. And I asked her if she could go to the store and get some for me. So she would bring home some oils and different organic ingredients, and I would just be mixing it together in my living room. And after like a few trials, the aloe vera plant was already in our house, and we would use it for burns and cuts and stuff. And so I was like, well, what if we try like the plant? If it can heal burns, maybe it'll heal my brows. As a joke, but it actually ended up being one of the main ingredients in my product. And then the product ended up growing my brows back, and people were like, your brows grew back really fast, because now all of the kids were all in high school, getting a little bit older. So they were like, your brows are laid now. They look better. Like, what are you doing? And I told them I had a secret formula. And from then I started selling it in my high school bathroom.
I love stories of like secret high school entrepreneurship. My favorite things, because you know, like, the school's not there for it, but like, you gotta get to your network. You
gotta get it in.
people need their brows done, and you know, they'll be in the school bathroom for you. I love that. I'd love to go a little more into researching and developing the formula. I know you just talked a little bit about it, but I love the concept of you working on it for so long and working with natural ingredients, obviously, because that worked for you. But as of now, in the beauty community, a lot of people are shifting towards natural products anyway. That's what people prefer. So I'd love to hear more about like the process of you like doing that research and figuring out like what oils you want to try and what ingredients may or may not work, just because that's so fascinating.
Yeah. Well, I guess I kind of got lucky, because when I was doing it, I wasn't really developing a product that I was going to sell. I was kind of just trying to find something that was going to work on my skin, because I was tired of breaking out every day. So it had like less pressure on me. Like, I wasn't pressured to create something amazing. I was just trying to create something for me. And it ended up working out that it works on other people as well. So I think it was just, you know, it wasn't as long of a process because I was only looking for stuff for me. But obviously, people that are in the beauty community, it takes a while to try to find what works for a large segment of customers versus just what you think is best for yourself. So I think I kind of lucked out in that way. So it was a pretty short process for doing it for yourself, but I definitely know that it can be long sometimes.
And so kind of going back to the building a business in your high school, when people started acknowledging and like realizing that you had a product that was really cool and really valuable, how did you transition from, you know, selling your products in the high school bathroom to, you know, selling them online and reaching a larger audience?
So when I was selling in the high school bathroom, so when I was just using it for myself, I literally just had it in any old container, probably not sanitary, none of that. But when I wanted to sell it to the people at my school, I was like, okay, well, I need to package this a little bit better because they're expecting like something great. So I literally just put a sticker on top of like regular containers, and they were like really mini like pots. And it was not the best at all. Like, it was not great. But That's kind of how I started selling it in the bathroom. And people didn't care because, I mean, high schoolers, they're not really worried about stuff like that. So that kind of worked out for me then. But then when I transitioned to actually selling it on my website and stuff, I realized that, like, okay, there's people ordering that I don't know. Like, these are complete strangers and I need to put my best foot forward. So I kind of was like, okay, well, I need to kind of research, like, how do you package a product and, like, what do you put on there? Do you put the directions on the front or the back or the side? You know, I had to do a lot of research with that. And then I started researching who would be able to do that for me. And then I found, you know, a good company that was able to do it for me. And so, you know, and then obviously your cost goes up when you don't have a sticker and now you have someone else doing it. So it was pretty difficult, but it was also exciting.
It's so amazing. I love hearing about people and how they, like, learned business and learned how to develop and really, like, grew into their entrepreneurship. It's just, it's so exciting. It's so inspiring. It's so cool. And I was, you know, perusing through your website and I saw that you've built out these kind of core values and tenets of the business, which so many massive corporations don't really even bother to do. So I adore that you've done that. And among those was, like, respect and integrity. And I'd love you to kind of talk about why you chose to do that, why you picked what you did. I just think it's so interesting.
Yeah, so I chose to do that because, like you said, a lot of bigger brands don't do that. You kind of just order the product and you get it and you don't really know who is behind the whole corporation. And so I really wanted to do that because I like to have a high touch approach with my customer service, meaning that I don't want my customers to feel like they're just another number. Like, they don't know when their package is going to come and they don't know who's shipping it and who's selling it, you know? So, you know, because it's all about Tania Speaks, I want them to really know, like, what I value and also what I've learned along my journey of having a business. Those were some of the things, like respect. I highly value respect because every customer may not have the best experience and you can't just, you know, lash out on them if they have a negative comment about something or something happened to their packaging or something. Like, you have to respect every customer. And that goes along with integrity. Like, I want my customers to know what's in the product. I don't want you to have to guess or think that something's going to break you out or give you rashes or irritation. Like, I want you to know just in case, like, you're allergic to something or whatever. Like, we have a high value in having integrity in our products. And then definitely excellence and constant improvement. We're always trying to figure out what's the best way we can do something. And we get a lot of feedback from our customers about certain things. Like, hey, like, I lost my brow wand. Is there any way that we can make this a little bit easier? You know, we literally try to constantly improve every day to try to make the business better. And then we offer quality products. So we value quality and not just giving you anything, just putting any product out. And, you know, it may not be our best work. And then lastly, brand personality. That's basically just who I am. Like, you get to learn, like, who is the person that you're buying from? And, like, what does that person stand for? And I stand for showing people to have confidence and, you know, be sincere in what you do. So I really thought that that was important for people to know when they go on my website and buy anything.
I mean, yeah, it absolutely is. And I said this before, but I so admire the fact that you've thought all of this through so well. But you're talking about, like, constantly improving, fixing things every day, making sure that, you know, you're always on and you're always responding and you're always working on things. And you're also a student. So tell me a little bit about how you get everything done, how you balance things, and how you take care of yourself in the midst of all of that.
It's really, really hard, especially, like, being a college student. It's a lot of work. You have to stay on top of your classes because, you know, if you miss even a class, you feel like you've missed everything.
You miss one class and you're, like, drowning all of a sudden.
You're like, what is happening? Yeah, it's really bad. But my school is familiar with my business and they know like that I have a lot of stuff that I need to do. And sometimes I have to travel and leave and stuff. So I pretty much communicate with my professors very often to let them know what's happening. And then as far as like for myself, like how do I keep myself organized? I pretty much just live by my calendar and my reminders. So I just keep putting stuff in my reminders, even if it's like only something that I have to do for 15 minutes, I'll literally put it in my calendar. Mm-hmm. And that normally helps me with trying to juggle it. But I mean, it does get really, really stressful trying to run a business and be a student at the same time. And of course, I have some times where I'm not always on my A game, but I do try to do it as best as I can.
Yeah. And I mean, that's admirable. I talk to like literally every person I've talked to for the podcast who, and it's most of them because you're all wonderful young people who have a business and who also go to school. Everyone's like, yeah, no, it's hard.
Yeah.
You figure it out.
Yeah.
You're doing what you want to do. You're doing what you have to do for your education. You'll get it done somehow, yeah. Some way.
It's possible.
Figure it out. And I love that your professors are willing to work with you.
Yeah.
Because I've heard some horror stories as well of people either not wanting to tell their professors or their professors being like, well, my class should be top priority all the time,
yeah.
Which is interesting. So I adore that. It's wonderful. I would love to hear from you since you have so many aspects of your life and so many past experiences that are really inspiring. I would love to hear from you what kind of advice you'd like to share with your peers or younger people in terms of like how to be an entrepreneur, how to navigate bullying, like anything you want to share, any advice you think that you can give that's of value, just take it away.
So my advice on how to be an entrepreneur, I always tell people like not to force yourself to be an entrepreneur. Like you'll always know it's inside of you. Like you'll always have that feeling like, oh, like I wonder if I'll be able to sell that. Or I wonder if I'll be able to run this business. And you're always really interested in stuff like that. You may not realize it at the time, but eventually you'll be like, oh, I've always thought that way. Like, so I definitely think like my advice would be an entrepreneur is one, trying to identify if you are an entrepreneur. And then my second advice with that would be to just start like whatever it is that you want to do. Like you just have to start it. Like it may come from an idea that you found. I mean, you thought of when you were walking down the sidewalk and you may think it's a great idea. I mean, and then you may talk yourself out of it by the time you get back home. Like, I don't know if this is going to work, but you'll literally never know unless you just try it and put it out there. Like, I didn't know that people at my high school would buy my product. Like, I don't even know how they were getting money to buy my products. But, you know, they'll find a way. If they really love it, they'll find a way. So if you have something like an idea that you feel very passionate about, the money will come. The customers will come. You really just have to start it so they can have something to see and buy. And then as far as like my advice for bullying, I always just say that you really have to find something to like distract yourself from it. Because I know a lot of people, like they try to encourage you to stand up to bullies. And I think that that's a wonderful thing. But sometimes like me, like I'm very quiet in some settings. So I didn't really want to say anything back or it get physical or anything of that nature. So I know that some people, they don't like to stand up to people or voice their, you know, opinion or tell people to stop. So I would definitely say that after you tell someone, like, you know, your friend or your mom or your uncle, whoever it is, then I would say just try to distract yourself with something else, like, you know, play a sport. Or in my case, I started creating formulas or, you know, just try to do something to distract yourself, because the easiest way to fall into depression is just sitting around and not doing anything and just thinking about how sad you are. So that would be my advice as far as bullying.
That's amazing. So we are unfortunately going to wrap it up. But you have been wonderful. And before I let you go, can you please tell everyone where they can find you online, where they can find your business online, all of the above?
So on Facebook, you can find me at Browboost. And on Instagram, you can find me at Tania.speaks. And then my website is taniaspeaks.com. And then my email is tania@browboostgel.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time and being on today. You are amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Generation Slay. Make sure to follow us at Generation Slay on Instagram and Twitter for updates and motivation, and check into Insta Stories on Fridays for takeovers by our guests, where you may be able to ask questions and get answers, or even get a sneak peek into their daily lives. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, and for the next few weeks, make sure to leave your 2020 goals and whatever you want shouted out in the review so that you can participate in our wonderful community. And make sure to do that because that means that more people can see the show and can hear the wonderful insights and stories that our guests have to share. In the meantime, please remember, failure is proof that you're trying and putting yourself out there, which is honestly more than a lot of people can say. So you really are doing the best you can. Happy hustling, and I'll see you next week. Bye.